Friends, in this chapter 6, we are focusing our attention to understand more about export credit agencies and particularly Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, ECGC. Specifically, we are talking about ECGC. No doubt, reference was made during our earlier discussion in various other five chapters also, at the pre and post shipment finance also. But here, I am drawing specific attention to understand role of ECGC more specifically in this chapter. Therefore, our objective is to understand about various export credit agencies first, which have come forward to support the financing international trade by banks and financial institutions. Also to understand how this agency promotes the Indian exports by covering the credit risk, encouraging the banks to lend to the exporters, safeguard the exporters from political and commercial risk, and assist the Indian exporters in accessing new market with confidence. With this objective, our discussion will be on the points such as what is an export credit agency to understand it better, then comparative overview of major export credit agencies worldwide. Then coming down to understand ECGC Limited, Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India. Then under that ECGC, we will see types of risk covered by ECGC, ECGC product, ECGC product for banks, then claim procedure with the ECGC, impact of ECGC on trade finance in India, comparison of ECGC with other ECAs. This is little less important, but for the purpose of academic understanding, I have incorporated, and government schemes and ECGC's role and risk which is not covered by ECGC. These are some of the topics which are going to discuss now. So to first start with, as you are aware that there are uncertainties in the international trade that can deter the business from actively engaging in international trade. To mitigate such risk and promote the cross-border commerce, export credit agencies have emerged as vital facilitators or risk takers, in simple terms I can say, in international finance landscape. They play a very crucial role in bridging the gap between the financial institution and exporters, especially in the market where the private sector solutions may be inadequate or it is too costly. In India, ECGC serves as the country's premier ECA, Export Credit Agency, which is operating under administrative control of Ministry of Commerce and Industry. ECGC provides credit risk insurance and related services to Indian exporters and enabling them to expand into the new market with the greater confidence and financial backing. This chapter, we explore the structure, objective, and strategic importance of export credit agencies globally with special focuses on ECGC's role in India. What is export credit agencies? This is a financial institution or government-backed agency that provides the financial support and risk mitigation to domestic companies which are involved in international trade. So, basic aim is to mitigate the risk in international trade. The primary objective of export credit agency is to promote the export of the goods and services by offering credit insurance and export guarantee and direct loan or funding support to the exporters and their financial institution. Globally, export credit agencies operates as government department or government-owned corporations or private-public hybrid entities. In India, ECGC plays this role by offering credit risk insurance and related services to Indian exporters. There are various agencies country-wise. I named three countries, along with India, four countries. And they are, their ownership and their key functions and major product and services are mentioned here in this table. It is for academic purpose, not necessary to go deep into this, right? Japan, China, Canada, France, etc., as well as earlier, you can say, what is in India, United States, United Kingdom, Germany, like that three, four, and next four are around eight countries we have taken, their names, their ownership, everything it is mentioned. This is only for academic purpose. I have given this data, okay? But from this data, what is absurd? It is absurd that most ECAs are either wholly owned government agencies or operate under the government mandate to protect the promote national export interest. Okay? Their offering is typically includes the credit risk insurance, guarantees, and direct financing, especially in politically risky and less developed market. India's ECGC is among the oldest export credit agencies in Asia, and it plays a pivotal role for MSME engaging in international trade. Now, this is all about the overall introduction of all export credit agencies. Now, let us go deep into the ECGC Limited. As you know, this was set up by Government of India, and this is the dedicated institution to support the Indian exporters by mitigating the financial risk associated with the overseas trade. This is wholly owned Government of India subsidiary, and it is under the administrative control of Ministry of Commerce and Industry. Work in collaboration with the Reserve Bank of India, commercial banks, and export promotion councils. Their objectives consist of the promote the Indian exports, provide credit risk insurance, support export credit flow, enables the market expansion, protect MSME exporters, support government export promotion policies, build the exporters' confidence, and improve the competitiveness. Under this each objective, there is a description. You can very well go through that. It will be only for academic purpose. Now, types of risk covered by ECGC, as I have read out the list. Now, export, now let us understand a little bit more about the exporters who are engaged in international trade. When he faces the several types of risk, this risk refer to payment risk, political event, unforeseen disruption, or these are some of the three major events. And for them, the ECGC Limited offers the protection by covering these risk under the various insurance policies. Risks are broadly categorized into two main types, commercial risk and political risk. There are two types of risk. ECGC has divided into two broad categories, commercial risk and political risk. This also covers the certain special additional risk in specific context also. Now, let us see these risks one by one. Commercial risk is arising from the event like attributable to the buyer or buyer's country in the normal course of commercial dealing. And ECGC provides the cover against the particular risk. Now the risk, there are four or five types of risk. One is insolvency of buyer, default by buyer, failure to accept the goods, and non-payment without just cause. These risk by name indicates that in insolvency, when overseas buyer is declared bankrupt or legally insolvent by the court, that risk will be covered by ECGC. Default by buyer, when the buyer, despite having the capacity to pay, fails to make the payment within the stipulated period, which is called as a protracted default. That is also covered by ECGC. Then failure to accept the goods. In cases where the buyer is unjustifiably refuses to accept the goods exported as per the contract. And finally, the non-payment without just cause. Situation where the buyer delays or avoids the payment without any valid reason. These risks are arising from the event, these kind of events. ECGC provides the covers for this kind of risk. Political risk. Under political risk, these risks are not within the control of the buyer, but it arises due to the political and economic condition of the buyer's country. Okay. What type of political risk that can be emerges? First risk is war and civil disruption, under which losses are happening due to the war, declared or undeclared war, civil war, rebellion or revolution in the buyer's country. Another risk type is the import restriction. Imposition of the new regulation or bans in the buyer's country that prevents the import of goods. This is another political risk because it is originated from the government. Then currency inconvertibility and transfer delay. Many countries have their inability to convert their local currency into foreign exchange, thereby delay or by buyer's government, central bank in the transferring country, they stops making the payment. And they order like that. Next one is expropriation or nationalization. When the buyer government takes over the private enterprises or confiscates the goods without fair compensation, then there will be no chance of giving the payment. An interruption of the transit. Delay or loss due to the transport blockades, port closures, or confiscation of the goods during the shipment. This is covered under political risk, and this is covered by ECGC. And some additional risks are covered under the specific policies. Standard commercial and political risk. ECGC covers certain special contingent risk depending upon the policy chooser. This additional risk consists of pre-shipment risk. For example, contract cancellation before dispatch. Specific shipment policy or small export policy can be given by the ECGC. Then exchange rate risk. It is limited if it is applicable. May be covered under the special arrangement. Bank risk. Not honoring the letter of credit by issuing banks. The specific policy like ELC confirmation cover. This policy will be issued as an additional risk cover, and buyer's country downgrade risk monitored under the ECGC's country risk rating, downgrading of the risk, etc. For that, the ECGC also issues the specific policies. Coverage structure and risk sharing. ECGC typically does not cover 100% of the losses. Instead, 85 to 95% losses will be covered by ECGC depending upon type of risk and policy. The balance is expected to be borne by the exporter or financier as the commercial risk. ECGC continuously updates its country risk classification and buyer-wise exposure limit to manage the systematic risk. To support the Indian exporters in mitigating the payment and country risk, ECGC offered a range of the credit insurance product tailored to the different stage of the export cycle, exporter's profile, and risk exposure level. These products aim to protect the exporter against the losses due to non-payment by foreign buyer. First product is standard policy. In standard policy is issued to the target group, which is the regular exporter dealing on short-term credit, dealing in short-term credit, not exceeding 180 days. It covers both commercial and political risk, and it applies to all the shipments made during the policy period. Its feature consists of, its period is 12 months, which is renewable, and the exporter must declare all the shipments monthly and pay premium accordingly. Policy covers goods exported on DP or DA or open account terms. Specific policies, specific shipment policy. Target group. Target group is the exporters undertaking project exports. That is a specific shipment policy, or capital good exports, or those who do not ship them frequently. This is for individual exporter contract and covers the political and commercial risk on case-to-case basis. Export under deferred payment term, or those backed by the buyer's credit or government assistance. Small exporters policy. Exporters with anticipated export turnover up to Rs. 5 crores can buy the policy, which is called as small exporters policy. This is simplified version of standard policy, and this policy reduced the premium rate also, faster claim processing, and encourages the entry to MSME into global market. Export turnover policy. Large and high volume exporters are covered under this, which are designed. This policy is designed for the exporters with high and consistent volumes. This is based on the exporter's past export turnover and future projections. Issues of this policy has an advantage is that it has a comprehensive coverage with the premium discount based on the turnover slabs. This is ideal for multiple buyers in various countries. IT exporters policy. This covers non-realization of service export bills. Non-realization of service export bills. This contract, this is also covering the contract which involves delivery of the services or software remotely. Both on-site and off-site contracts are covered under this, which protect against the client's non-payment due to commercial or political issue. Specific buyer policy. This policy provides the detailed risk assessment and coverage for a single foreign buyer, which is valid for 12 months and aligned with the credit period. Long-term relationship with repeat or high-value buyers and allowing the higher exposure limit as compared to the standard policy. These are the characteristic features of specific buyer policy. Buyer exposure limit and the credit limit services. ECGC sets buyer exposure limit to cap the maximum risk for each foreign buyer. So exporters can apply for the credit limit on their buyers to secure the ECGC covers. Exporter has to apply to ECGC. This helps to evaluate the buyer credibility before the shipment of the goods. Next one is top-up cover. For additional risk protection, this policy is given, which is available to the exporter who want an extra coverage beyond the standard ECGC limit. This may be purchased independently or through the collaboration with the private issuer. Then export factoring cover. This type of policy supports the receivable finance under factoring. So ECGC provides the insurance protection to the factoring agencies and exporters engaged in short-term export factoring. Especially, this policy is useful for the exporters in open account transaction. Next policy is claim support and advisory services. Claim support. The ECGC assists the exporters in filing and processing the claims in case of buyer's default. This offers market intelligence and buyer tracking and country risk rating to help the exporters to make informed decision. This is whatever the policies we have seen. And initially I stated, ECGC issues the policies to the exporters and ECGC issues the guarantees to bank. So, whatever we have seen are the products offered or policies offered by ECGC to the exporters. Now, we move to the ECGC's product for the banks. ECGC's product to the banks. ECGC offers guarantees and covers the banks, ensuring that they protect against the credit risk when extending the finance to the exporters. These products are very valuable in promoting the pre-shipment and post-shipment credit by minimizing the bank's exposure to the default risk and especially in cross-border trade transaction. Packing credit guarantee. We have already seen this. This guarantee protects the bank against the losses due to default by the exporter on pre-shipment credit. Default by exporter, our own exporter, on pre-shipment credit. This covers working capital provided to the exporters for purchase and manufacture and packaging of the goods which are meant for exporters. ECGC covers 66.67 to 75% of the losses on principal and interest varies by the exporter track record and the bank compliance. The benefit to the bank is it encourages the bank to extend the credit to new or small exporters and offers the confidence in financing early stage for export cycle. Now, post-shipment export credit guarantee, PSG. This guarantee protects the bank against the losses from the post-shipment export finance, such as bills purchase, discounted, or advance against the shipping document. This is applicable when the exporter failed to realize the export proceeds. That time this comes into use. And this policy covers 75% up to losses up to 75% depending upon circumstances. Discounting of export bill under DA, DP or LC terms are the use cases for the post-shipment credit guarantee. Now, export production finance guarantee. Export production finance guarantee. For banks extending the working capital finance for indirect export, especially where the exporter subcontract the production, subcontract the production, where it covers, the policy covers production finance extended to the manufacturer supplying the goods to merchant exporter. So manufacturing supplier who manufactures the goods and supply to the merchant exporter to export, this is useful for them. This is useful when the exporter does not directly manufacture and the goods, but it relies on third party. Now, export finance guarantee. This covers both pre-shipment and the post-shipment credit in one policy. Export finance guarantee. Bank that provides both type of export finance to the customer is covered under this, and the coverage will be 75% of the bank's exposure. 75% of bank's exposure. Then transfer guarantee. Transfer guarantee protects the confirming banks against the default by the foreign bank that issued a letter of credit. Confirming letter of credit, confirming LC, where another bank is adding its guarantee to the LC already issued by some other bank. Here, by issuing this transfer guarantee, it protects the confirming bank, another bank, when there will be default by the original issuing bank. So, specifically, this is useful when Indian banks confirms the LC which is issued by the foreign banks in politically or economically unstable countries. Risk covered is a political risk, transfer delay, war and embargo, and a commercial risk. Its impact is to encourage the Indian banks to participate more confidently in LC confirmation. Now, credit guarantee for line of credit. This covers the banks for financial institution that extend the line of credit to the overseas buyer for import of Indian goods and services. Generally, credit guarantee for line of credit is used for long-term credit offered under the project export or government-supported development programs. The coverage is both commercial and political risk is covered under this. Now, buyer's credit guarantee. Buyer's credit guarantee covers the Indian banks extending the buyer's credit to the foreign importers of Indian goods and services. By doing so, this supports the large capital intensive export like machinery or infrastructure project. Export of machinery. And buyer is getting covered under this policy. That is why it is called the buyer's credit guarantee. The coverage will be ECGC protect the Indian banks against the non-payment or delayed payment by the foreign borrower. Bank guarantee cover. This protect, bank guarantee cover protects the banks when they issue the performance guarantee or bid bond or on behalf of the exporters. If the exporter fails to fulfill the contract, ECGC reimburses the part of the bank's loss on invocation. Especially relevant in the project export, where performance bond and the advance payment guarantee, we have already seen these, are standard. Now, discretionary credit limit, DCL, and the approval mechanism. ECGC enables the bank to fix the discretionary limit, credit limit, on the exporters for processing their export finance need with ECGC cover. This will be by doing so, by taking this type of guarantee, there will be faster processing of the guarantee without waiting for individual approvals, and encourages the banks to actively lend to the well-rated exporter clients. Now, benefit of the ECGC product for the banks. One first benefit is a risk sharing, because there will be reduced risk, will be reduces the bank exposure to the non-payment of the risk in international trade. Then increase the lending confidence. This enables the banks to offer a competitive financing terms. Then it supports new and small exporters, encourages the financial inclusion in the trade. And regulatory compliance helps banks under regulatory compliance. The ECGC helps banks to comply with RBI export financing norms and provisioning requirement. Now let us understand the procedure of claim in case of default. What is the procedure for the claim with ECGC? The claim procedure of ECGC is a very well-defined process that enables the exporters and the banks to recover the part of their losses in the event of the payment default by the foreign buyer or related risk materialization. ECGC provides the compensation under its credit insurance policies, ensuring that the insured party is supported promptly and transparently. So, understanding the claim settlement process, it is essential for the exporter, banker, and students of international trade finance, as it highlights the importance of compliance, documentation, and timely reporting.